I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 23rd. A moped driver was being treated for minor injuries after being struck by a car in Quincy early today. Police say the operator of the scooter was struck at Liberty and Center Streets just after 3:30 this morning and taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The motor vehicle operator remained on the scene, and the incident is still under investigation. Now, the state's first heat wave since last summer has begun, and temperatures will continue to rise throughout the next couple of days. An extreme heat warning has been issued by the National Weather Service for most of Massachusetts through 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Southern New Hampshire is under a heat advisory and extreme heat watch during the same period. Temperatures are expected to go up into the high 90s, with tomorrow potentially being a record-breaking day in terms of heat. Residents and visitors can cool off at the Department of Conservation and Recreation's 79 waterfronts, 24 swimming pools, and 20 spray decks across the state. Today will bring a warm start with temperatures climbing quickly into the mid-90s, and tomorrow will be the peak of the heat wave. Could be looking at triple-digit highs with heat index values topping 110 degrees at times. Well, the town of Milton is moving closer to compliance with the MBTA Communities Act. Then Governor Charlie Baker required cities and towns with MBTA service to rezone for added housing, with unit totals reflecting the level of transit. Opponents in Milton have argued that the Mattapan trolley should not be considered rapid transit, and as a result, they say the town is being lumped into the wrong category. But the state has never given that argument any merit. Attorney General Andrea Joy Campbell sued Milton to bring it into compliance. Governor Healey's administration has made clear Milton's responsibility. Following two nights of debate, the town is choosing to go forward a 25% zoning compliance plan on a 69% to 31% vote, potentially clearing the way for 2,461 new units of housing. Well, if the Grossman companies want a tax break on their properties on Granite Street in Quincy for future development, it would have to be approved by the City Council. That amendment was added to a proposal from Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch to include the two properties that are now home to the Star Market and the TJ Maxx shopping areas to the city's Housing Development Incentive Plan. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash proposed the amendment, which passed unanimously. The amendment was offered after members of the public protested plans for a 20-year tax exemption for Grossmans, saying it was inappropriate for their plans to develop luxury apartments and high-end retail establishments at those properties. Proposal for the city to sell a piece of property in Quincy Center to a developer remains under discussion by the City Council. Mayor Thomas Koch wants to sell the parcel at 1620 Hancock Street that was a burned-out, boarded-up building for over 25 years. The city took the property by eminent domain in 2022 and paid the owners $2.2 million. The plan is to sell it to a developer for $1.9 million. Mayoral Representative Chris Walker says although the sale price is lower, the potential for future tax revenue is much higher. The former owners of the property are suing the city, claiming they were not paid a fair price. Mayor Thomas Koch says he's confident that the city followed proper procedures. The water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy was safe for swimming 88% of the time that it was tested last year. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay's annual beach water quality report card indicates that for the third year in a row, Wollaston water tested acceptable for swimming 88% of the time between Memorial Day and Labor Day last season. The report card uses data collected by the state each week at public beaches from Nahant to Nantasket. Save the Harbor says there was a dramatic drop in water quality at Savin Hill in Dorchester, and Nahant Beach also had an unusually low rating. Signs and red flags are posted when the water tests indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water. However, officials note that the system is flawed because the test results are 24 hours old. Pleasure Bay and City Point beaches in South Boston continue to earn 100% safety ratings last year. The Quincy College Foundation will be holding a benefit fundraiser Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Alba Restaurant in Quincy Center. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will share remarks on the impact of education in the community. The American Red Cross will be holding a blood drive Wednesday from 1 to 6 at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street in Howe's Neck. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. The Quincy Police Department continues to collect donations for the USO through July 4th. Donations may be dropped off in the lobby of the station on C Street. Items needed include non-perishable food, toiletries, paperback books, magazines, and board games. The donations will be dropped off at the USO office at Logan Airport and then distributed to the troops. The Adams National Historical Park in Quincy is accepting applications for a community volunteer ambassador to focus on initiatives related to the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution. The 48-week paid internship is open to high school graduates aged 18 to 30 or 35 for veterans. Applicants must be a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident. The deadline is July 4th. You can visit nps.gov/Adam for more information. Well, there is a mandate in Massachusetts to drastically reduce emissions. A new transportation bill to get the state there has lit up social media with claims that lawmakers on Beacon Hill want to limit your driving. As written, the bill aims to align the state's transportation plans with its mandates and goals for reducing emissions and vehicle miles traveled. It's that last part that has some opponents concerned that the Commonwealth might track how much you drive. Back in 2021, the state passed a law that requires Massachusetts reach zero emissions by 2050. Senator Cynthia Cream says the goal of the bill is to expand walking, biking, or train options for people in areas that don't have them to get more cars and trucks off the roads. She said the language referring to reducing vehicle miles is a metric to keep the state in line with its zero emissions mandate. The bill has not reached a committee and is expected to undergo several rounds of edits. Now, the New England Free Jacks came back from a 17-0 deficit at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy on Saturday to stun the Chicago Hounds 21-20. With that win, Free Jacks advanced to the Major League Rugby Championship match in Pawtucket, Rhode Island this coming Saturday. Kyle Sequeira scored at the 78-minute mark, and Chicago's Christopher Hilsenbach knocked a penalty goal off the left upright past 80 minutes that the Free Jacks pushed out to touch and seal the win. With that win, Free Jacks earned their third straight trip to the Major League Rugby Final and have the chance at the first ever Major League Rugby three-peat. They'll play the Houston Sabercats, who defeated the Utah Warriors 33-17 in the other semifinal match. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 35 points. The Nasdaq's down 98. The S&P fell 13. Global markets appear to be taking the U.S. strike against nuclear targets in Iran in stride as investors watch today to see how Iran will react. The dollar rose, the euro is up, and oil is higher at almost $74 a barrel. Sports, the Giants beat the Red Sox 9-5. The Red Sox continue their West Coast swing, taking on the Los Angeles Angels tonight at 9:38 p.m. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service. An extreme heat warning is in effect with a hazy, hot, humid day and a high of 95 degrees. For tonight, muggy and a low about 70. Tomorrow, the peak of the heat, hazy, hot, and humid with a high tomorrow, 100 degrees. Wednesday, hazy, the high of 90, and some isolated thunderstorms. On Thursday, with some relief, high Thursday, about 80. For the boater today, waves about a foot. Northeast winds at 5 knots will become southeast. Later today, in a high tide, 10:02 a.m. Sunrise, 5:08, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 23rd.